Welcome to another episode of What Matters in North Carolina. I'm your host, Matt Calder, and we are going to be talking with Brian Balfour today about an article that he is, I guess, criticizing that was being critical of people who don't accept the Fiscal Research Division projections as fact, as hard fact. So before we get to Brian, I want to make sure that everyone knows you can subscribe to the podcast by searching What Matters in North Carolina on Apple Podcasts or where you listen to podcasts. You can go and follow along with us on social media on Facebook and Twitter at What Matters NC. And also, if you want to hear more episodes of this show or more shows on the Freedom Action Network, you can do that by going to www.freedomactionnetwork.com. Now, we will move right into the interview with Brian Balfour. Joining us now is Brian Balfour, Executive Vice President of the Civitas Institute, here to talk about a couple of articles you read over the last week, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Matt.
So tell us about what you've kind of brought to the table today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to bring to people's attention an article written by Chris Fitzsimon, and he works for NC Policy Watch. And for anyone who's unfamiliar, NC Policy Watch is a left-wing, left-liberal organization here in North Carolina. And he wrote an article recently. It was entitled, "Sorry, Republicans, Facts Matter in Raleigh and in Washington." And I really wanted to take issue with some of the things he was saying in his article, and certainly some of the things that he's trying to label facts really aren't really facts at all. So, for instance, from the article, he starts off early on in the article, he writes, "Last week, the White House released a video attacking the Congressional Budget Office after the experts there said the Republican health care proposals would increase the ranks of uninsured in America by 23 million people." So here he's identifying the CBO as the source for this information. And he continues, "Conservative pundits went on television attacking the CBO too, challenging the credibility of the professionals at the CBO for pointing out the real-life effects of the healthcare changes being considered by Congress." And we'll get back to that term, challenging the credibility. We'll get back to that phrase in a minute. Fitzsimons continues saying, "The healthcare law championed by Trump and his allies in Congress will result in 23 million Americans losing their healthcare coverage." He says, "This is a fact from the CBO, an inconvenient fact for the right-wing crusaders, but a fact nonetheless." Let's evaluate what he's talking about here. He's saying this is a fact, you know, coming from the CBO. Actually, you know, he's saying that people challenging the CBO figures were challenging the figures themselves. That's not necessarily true. What was in dispute was the spin that left-wingers like Fitzsimons were putting on these figures. They were leading people, the public, to believe, as he put it, that this proposal, this Obamacare repeal, would kick people off of their insurance. But that's not true. That's not even what the CBO report was saying. What the CBO report was saying is that they were projecting that there would be about 20, 23 million fewer people that had health insurance than do today. Not because they were kicked off, because they were making the decision not to buy insurance. These people would evaluate their options, evaluate the cost of the insurance and the coverage, and decide not to buy it. So right there, Fitzsimons is trying to mislead the readers because he's mischaracterizing what people's objections were to the CBO report. The objection wasn't to the report itself, but rather to the spin that the left-wingers were putting on the results of the report.
So if I decide, you know, I go to the store and I'm looking to buy a pair of pants, and I decide I don't really need this pair of pants, then I'm in some different category beyond, he just decided not to buy pants. I was denied the ability to buy pants.
Right. Yeah. In Fitzsimons' world, you were kicked out of the
store.
Kicked
out of
Belk's. Basically.
Yeah.
And denied. But yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's just the spin was a little bit maddening. And then also second to that, this CBO report. This was a projection of what they thought. You know, it basically their best guess of what the implications or the impact was going to be if Obamacare, certain provisions of Obamacare was repealed. It's not a fact. I mean, I can say it's going to rain tomorrow. That's not a fact. That's my prediction. That's my projection. And that's what we was talking about. But Fitzsimons, again, he tries to lead people that that's somehow a fact. Again, kind of manipulating the language to mislead the reader.
Right. So, I mean, until any of this stuff happens, it's a prediction. And it could be a good prediction or a bad prediction. And that depends on the source, I guess. But you can't sell it as something it isn't until it is that. It's like polling. So Civitas does a lot of polling, and you can't say, here's what our poll says, this is what is going to happen. You can't say that. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, polling is trying to take the pulse and predict, for example, what's going to happen on election day. It's not a guarantee. It's not a fact that this is going to happen. You know, nobody has a crystal ball for the future. So one thing I think is interesting then, Fitzsimons then tries to take that story and relate it to a similar case here in North Carolina, where what's called the Fiscal Research Staff of the General Assembly, they released a report predicting that in 2 years from now, that the state budget is going to face a shortfall of about $1.2 billion. And what they did there was basically they projected what they thought revenue was going to be over the next couple of years, tax revenue, and compare that against their projected what the expenditures were going to be. They made some assumptions about growth rates in the state budget, and they came up with this, okay, well, in a couple of years, there's going to be a $1.2 billion shortfall in the state budget. And so Civitas President Francis DeLuca, in response to that, wrote an article himself criticizing that, or not necessarily even criticizing that, but calling people's attention to some pretty faulty projections recently made by the State Fiscal Research Division. And Francis's article was asking if NC fiscal analysts have been out in the sun too long, and that was just basically a play on words, because the subject of his article is talking about some projections about solar and renewable energy tax credits. And so what Francis does, and he lays out the figures right in his post, in his article, and shows the documentation. And one of the examples he says is that in 2009, this Fiscal Research Division projected that the cost of extending these renewable energy tax credits for another 5 years would amount to only about $4 million in that five-year period in tax credits being taken. But then the fact turns out to be, after that time period, and so they're able to go back and evaluate how many tax credits actually were taken for this renewable tax credit program, the actual figure turned out to be $1.4 billion. So Fiscal Research Division was off by a count of more than 300 times what their original projection was. So,
right.
I mean, an incredibly massive discrepancy there between the projection and the fact.
Right, and just looking it on the face, I haven't dug down into Fiscal Research Division's math or anything, but did we not just finish a budget year with a half billion dollar surplus, about a $500 million surplus, and they're saying 2 years down the road we're going to be more than double that in the hole? That just on the face of it, not looking into their data, on the face of it, that seems unlikely to me, unless they're talking about some sort of great depression, recession happening in that time frame.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that should raise some red flags, especially when it's about the state budget overall is about, you know, $20 to $21 billion, and you're talking about a $2 billion swing from about a half million surplus going to more than $1.2 billion shortfall. I mean, that's a significant swing in just 2 years. So certainly that would raise some red flags, and that's really what Francis was doing in his article, is saying, you know, hey, let's kind of take this with a grain of salt. These projections, they've been pretty wildly off in recent times in some other tax related issues, but you know, Fitzsimons, what's interesting, he makes a passing reference to Francis's article, but he doesn't link to the article. He doesn't even bring up any of the content of the article. He just kind of brings it up And as if to say, can you believe these people would actually have the audacity to question the facts presented by the Fiscal Research Division? And he's intentionally using that word fact to mislead the readers. These are not facts presented by Fiscal Research Division. They are their best guess about what's going to happen in the future. And as Francis pointed out, they've been wildly off with some of their guesses, best guesses, in recent years on some pretty closely related issues.
What's interesting, though, to me, too, so that was a $1.2 billion estimated or projected shortfall. That's right, $1.2 billion?
In 2 years.
Okay, so what's interesting to me there is that in the most recent budget, they added some more funding to the state savings reserve, bringing it to, I think it's $1.85, $1.86 billion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let's say they're right. We got the money in the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. He leaves that out as well. The General Assembly, the legislatures should be commended, in my opinion, for setting money aside in the rainy day fund in the event that something like that happens. And legislators, in response to this report from the Fiscal Research Division, also came out and said, you know, they're using some assumptions about growth rates that are just not going to happen. We're not going to grow the state budget by this amount in the next 2 years. So some of these assumptions are pretty faulty that they're putting in as well.
Well, if the 2017 elections happen and the state legislature flips back over to Democratic control, we might see those growth rates.
Well, you make a good point.
We may also maybe that's
see
what
tax
they're taking
rates,
into account.
You know, climb back up as well. So, but again, that's where you get into these are just predictions. You know, we don't know what's going to happen for sure in the interim. And I think Fitzsimons is being intentionally misleading by labeling these predictions as facts.
Well, it definitely sounds that way. But thank you for taking this and bringing it to our attention, and we can't wait to have you back on.
All right, thank you.
Thank you to Brian for coming on the show and for taking the time to talk with us about what his opinions are on people taking the Fiscal Research Division predictions and projections as fact. Thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in, and we will catch you again soon.